This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Chaos and desperation in Afghanistan as the Taliban overthrew the Western-backed government. Thousands are packing into the Afghan capital's airport, rushing the tarmac and pushing onto planes in desperate attempts to flee the country. U.S. troops have fired warning shots as they struggle to manage the chaotic evacuation. The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. That brought a stunning end to a two-decade campaign in which the U.S. and its allies had tried to transform Afghanistan. The country's Western-trained security forces collapsed or fled in the face of an insurgent offensive that tore through the nation in just over a week. In the capital Monday, a tense calm set in, with most people hiding in their homes. The Taliban deployed fighters at major intersections in Kabul. A co-founder and deputy Taliban chief congratulated the people of Afghanistan and his mujahideen on their mammoth gains in a late Sunday statement. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar delivered the Pashto language video message from his office in Doha, Qatar. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Haiti climbed to nearly 1,300 on Sunday. Rescuers scrambled to find survivors in the rubble. Hospitals have been stretched to capacity, with some 5,700 more people injured. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. The 7.2 magnitude earthquake dealt a massive blow to the impoverished nation, still reeling from the assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse, last month. Southwestern Haiti suffered the most extensive damage. We're following this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysia's king will keep Prime Minister Mahiyadin Yassin on as caretaker prime minister. This after Mahiyadin and his entire cabinet formally resigned following months of political turmoil Monday. The royal palace issued a statement explaining that King al-Sultan is keeping Mahiyadin on as a caretaker role because it is not a good time to hold elections as Malaysia continues to struggle with rising COVID-19 infections. Mahiyadin submitted his resignation and that of his ministers to King al-Sultan Abdullah when he visited the royal palace shortly after holding an emergency cabinet meeting. He later said during a nationally televised address that he was stepping down because he had lost support of the majority of lawmakers. The United States' largest wildfire in the northern area of the state of California threatens thousands of homes. Firefighters across the West face a high danger of new blazes erupting because of unstable weather. Thunderstorms haven't produced much rain, instead whipping up high winds and dry lightning strikes across the northern Sierra. That's where 6,000 firefighters are trying to contain the month-old Dixie fire amid extreme heat with temperatures topping 100 degrees. More than 100 large wildfires are burning in more than a dozen states across the West. The region is being seared by drought and bone-dry weather that has turned forests, brushlands, meadows, and pastures into tinder. Three tropical storms are churning early Monday in the Atlantic Basin and threatening to impact the U.S. Gulf Coast, some Caribbean islands, including earthquake-damaged Haiti and the island of Bermuda. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by Monday evening along the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain and storm surge were expected. Tropical Depression Grace is forecast to move over Hispaniola and possibly cause flooding and mudslides just days after the 7.2 magnitude quake hit Haiti. Warning of tough days ahead and surging COVID-19 infections, the director of the National Institutes of Health said Sunday that the U.S. could decide in the next couple weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Dr. Francis Collins also pleaded for unvaccinated people to get their shots, calling them sitting ducks for a Delta variant that is ravaging the country. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.